One of the problems in our world today is with our criminal justice system. Many of our judges are not fair. Why are so many judges not fair? Open your Bibles to Psalm 58, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from
the Lord. Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Psalms. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Psalms 58 as we take a look in the book.
Amen. Psalms 58. It's going to be our text this morning. And the title to my sermon is Why Judges Are Not Fair. Why Judges Are Not Fair. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, gonna talk about why judges are not fair. Why judges are not fair. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I need your prayers this morning. Look like I got some sinus trouble, some sinus drainage, but that's all right. Amen. I believe with the prayers of the righteous, I'll be able to do much good in the house of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 58, why judges are not fair. One of the problems in our world today is with our criminal justice system. There seem to be two systems of justice in America. One for the rich and one for the poor. One for the whites and one for the blacks and minorities. Time magazine talked about this way, way, way back in August the 20th, 1979. In that article, they talked about a 20-year-old man was sentenced to 25 years in jail for stealing $10 worth of beer from his neighbor's garage. On the same day, the same judge sentenced an auto executive that was accused of embezzling $8,000 to 5 years probation. See, there seem to be two systems of justice in America. One for the rich and one for the poor. One for the whites and one for the blacks and minority. We thank God for the many white brothers and sisters who stand with us and speak out against this wicked criminal justice system. But too many of our brothers and sisters don't think nothing is wrong with the system. Well, you don't really think nothing is wrong with the system if you have invented the system, or if you have designed the system, or you have built the system, are you feeding the system, are you working for the system, are you benefiting from the system, you're not going to think nothing wrong with the system. But something is seriously wrong with the system. From the jailhouse to the courthouse, something is wrong with the system. And we are always talking about these crooked police in the system. And thank God we got some good polices. But we always talking about the crooked polices. But we need to start talking about these crooked judges. Because if your little boy get accused of stealing something, or he get accused of having a $10 bag of marijuana or something, chances are he's going to go and stand before a crooked judge in a crooked system. So we need to start talking about these crooked judges in this crooked system. Matter of fact, this crooked system didn't start just in the 2000s. Matter of fact, it didn't start in 1979 when Time Magazine wrote the article. But if you would really check out history, you would find out since the beginning of time, man has had a crooked criminal justice system. As a matter of fact, David has had to deal with a crooked criminal justice system in his day. Now, when we look at this text, we don't have too much to go on in the introduction, whether or not this was before David became king or after he became king. I'm thinking that David wrote this before he became king, because if David would have been king, I think David would have worked on the system. I think David would have tried to fix the system. So I'm thinking that this was probably before David became king. But when we look at this text, I want you to see three things as we outline this text. Would that be all right this morning? What we're going to do, we're just going to work our way through this text, outlining the text, and after we finish preaching, we're going to go ahead and let you go home where we can go on and eat some barbecue this evening. Would that be all right? I say, would that be all right? Are y'all going to go with me? I'm going to have to go by myself. First thing I want you to see, I want you to see justice violated. Justice violated in the first five verses. Now, when I'm talking about violated, that word violated means to break the law. Justice breaking the law. Look what it says here in verse 1. It says, do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? David here is calling the judges to the witness stand. The judges often call others to the witness stand, and they are used to examining people. But this time David flips the table. Do you see that? And David now is asking the questions. David says, I want to know one thing. Do you indeed speak righteousness? Do you always do what's right, Judge? He says, do you judge uprightly? Do you always do fair? Is your sentences always fair? Are you always doing the right thing when you dish out your judgment? See, David knowed how people are. Sometimes people will hold you to a higher standard than what they going by. See, sometimes a person will condemn you for stealing, but at the same time, they stealing. See, David knew that some judges will condemn a man for committing adultery, but he sitting behind the desk committing adultery. David will condemn a man for not, the judges will condemn a man for not doing right, but that same judge is doing the same thing. He's not doing right. In other words, he's not practicing what he preaches. And so he's asking him, how can you judge? Now, if you're going to judge justice, then you got to make sure you ain't doing what you're judging other folks for. Don't you remember in your Bible, over in John chapter 8, when they brought that woman that was caught in the very act of adultery, they brought that woman to Jesus. And they say, Jesus, the Bible says, the law says, such should be stoned. And Jesus said, all right then, since you know the Bible, let me throw the Bible back at you. He did it without that same sin, let him cast the first stone. And the Bible says all of them had to drop their rocks and run. Court dismissed. Because justice is often valid. And notice, David said, I'm not just talking to one judge, I'm talking to all of y'all. He says to the congregation. A congregation, that's folks of the same order. It's just like you got some football players today. They are coming together and they got a congregation. But we call it a huddle. Hello, somebody. So the football players, they got them a huddle. This morning, we are coming together. This the congregation. We got us a huddle. But just like we as Christians got a huddle, football players got a huddle, he knows that judges, they also call a huddle. They huddle up. That's why he called, O congregation, O ye sons of men. Why is that? Birds of the same feather. Oh, you know it. Birds of the same feather flock together. So David is not just talking about one judge. He's talking about the whole system. He's talking about the DA as well as the defense attorney. He's talking about the sheriff department as well as the police department. All of them who part of the system. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so David goes on a little bit further, and he talks about justice violated. And so he examined these judges, but then he exposes the judges. Did you notice that? He gonna expose them. Look in verse number 2. He say, yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. Notice, David says, here it is. You want to know what the problem is with our wicked criminal justice system? David says, it's a heart problem. That's the problem. I don't care how many folks you swap. You can take this DA out and put another DA in. You can take that sheriff out and put another sheriff in. You can take that judge out, put another judge in. But if that judge's heart ain't right, we still got the problem. Because the problem is just not a physical problem, but it's a spiritual problem. It's a heart problem. And until we fix the hearts of men. Oh, see, in other words, it just ain't a Republican problem. It just ain't a Democrat problem. So just basically what you're doing is swapping two devils out. No, what needs to happen, there needs to be a conversion of the heart. It's a heart problem. And it just didn't start yesterday. It just didn't start in 2016. Notice, how do I know? Look what verse 3 said. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Notice, it wasn't that the judge went bad once he got in on the bench. He always was bad. From the time of his birth, it's already there. Let me tell you, whatever bad you're gonna do, it's already there. You just have to be put in the right situation, the right circumstances, the right temptation, and it'll come out of you, whatever is in you. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 53, all of us was like sheep had gone astray. Amen. Amen. See, no, you don't have to teach no child how to lie. We come in here knowing how to lie. You don't have to teach no child how to sin. You ain't never seen them having a class. We're going to have class this morning on how to sin. No, we come here knowing how to sin. Why? Because we're born sinners. And that's the problem with these judges. That's the problem with the system, is inbred. But David goes on. He said these judges is just like snakes. Did you notice verse number 4 and 5? He says their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the death adders. Snake that stop her ears, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Lord have mercy. David says them judges just like snakes. Oh. he says look at the poison. He says when they speak, they can kill you with what they say. They're putting out that poison, just like a snake. But at the same time, when you speak, they deaf. They can't hear what you got to say. Matter of fact, they don't want to hear what you got to say. This my courtroom, so shut up. That's what they say. They don't want you to hear. Have you watched Judge Judy? Now, I'm not throwing Judge Judy under the bus this morning, but Judge Judy will tell you quick. She'll say, hush, hush, hush. Wait a minute. What is it that you don't know about hush? That's Judge Judy. But notice, they say, David said they just like a snake. They stop their ears. They are like they deaf to what you got to say. Did you know I was doing research this week? A snake can't hear. I didn't know that. A snake can't even hear. Amen. And notice verse 5. He used a word picture of how the man do over there in India. I don't see them do it in India. They have a little snake there in a bucket or something. And he start playing his lit pipe. And as he's playing the lit pipe, the lit snake start twisting up in there. And he start moving on up, dancing, I thought, to the music. But he ain't really dancing to the music. He's dancing to the vibration. He can sense vibration on the ground. And that's what he's doing. He's sensing the vibration because he can't hear. He's deaf. But when he's coming up there and he's looking around out of the bucket, you better be careful. Because he can crack out at just any moment. Yeah. And that's the thing about it. Don't you go in that courtroom to play with him, because he's like a snake and all of a sudden he can crack out at any moment. What he say can kill you. This is what David is saying here. David is saying he's a dangerous little creature here. He's just like a snake. And so David sees that justice is violated. Somebody ought to say violated. But secondly, he sees justice visualized. Justice visualized. Hold up just one moment. Close your eyes and visualize what would you like to see happen to the judge that has been doing wickedly? What would you like to see happen to the judge? In other words, you are visualizing. Now, open your eyes back up, and we're going to see, what did David visualize? What did he visualize would happen to the judges? And David is going to point to six things that he wished would happen to these judges. And notice, David is not, and this is going to be a prayer, but this is not going to be a prayer where he's going to ask God to have mercy on these judges. But he's going to ask God to judge these judges. Theologians call this kind of prayer imprecator prayer. Imprecator prayer. Notice, it is a kind of prayer where rather than asking God to bless, you ask God to curse. Rather than asking God to give them your best, you're asking God to pour out your worst. Now, notice how David prays here in verse number 6-9. David says, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out their great teeth of the young lions. Oh, Lord. Look at what, did you see what David said? In other words, David says he's praying that God would disarm them. Yeah. You know, a lot of time we used to go over to folks in them house, and they would have a bad dog out there in the yard. And then the folks, they would be in the house saying, oh, don't worry about the dog. He ain't no bother you. But that dog be there showing his teeth. He be showing the teeth. Oh, I wish I had read this before time. I would have told, take out his teeth then. Take out his teeth. Talking about he ain't no bite. He still got the teeth. Let's do something about the teeth. Notice, David says, listen, he says, God, take away these guys' teeth. Take their armor away from them. Disarm them. He said, take away their teeth. He says, break out the great teeth, even of the young lion. In other words, even if they children or they back up, whoever they got bagging them up, knock out their teeth too. Whoever is their apprentice, whoever is their helper, knock out their teeth too. David is praying to disarm them. But secondly, he prays that God would dry them. Look here in verse number 7. He says, let them melt away as water will run continually. He said, just move them on out the way, Lord. It's just like, have you seen water running down a brook? You don't see the same water twice. Once that water done passed you, some new water comes. You don't see the same old water. The only time you're going to see the same old water, it's got to be a fountain. But David is saying, let them just go on by David. Let them move them on out the way. But not only move them on out the way, move them on out the way and then let them dry up. It's just like a brook. A brook can have water, but if it don't keep getting supply from rain, eventually that brook is going to dry up. And that's what he's praying for. He's praying, first, move them on out the way, just like a running stream. But then when they get on over there, let them dry on up. In other words,
if you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.